May you live in interesting times. That's, people think that's a Chinese blessing. It's really a Chinese curse. That's what we're living in, Chinese interesting times. And in it, you're looking for good news. I think that all this is good news because this, like James is kind of describing, you can drum up a real clear scenario how they're trying to, they were losing, the syndicate was losing your hearts and minds, and how they've worked tirelessly to try to get that back. So what does it say about you and how powerful you are? They need you. For them, you know, we give them so much power and so much credit. For them to execute their plans, they need you, ladies and gentlemen, and they need you to buy into this, but you're not. You're free, you're independent, you're truth-seeking, you're Power Hour listeners, you've never been more important. That's the good news. Some more good news, we've heard a lot about G. James Perloff, jamesperloff.com, has a great 5G story from his own hometown. James, why don't you just tell us about that?
Okay. And, Daniel, I think this will take more than the 5 minutes we're allotted until the next break, so we'll probably have to go into the next segment on this.
But, that's sure. Yeah.
I'm not an expert on wireless communications at all or their dangers. I haven't spent that much time studying it, but as the threat increases, I'm more interested in this. This past summer, I live in Massachusetts. I won't mention the town. I want to make sure I don't misrepresent anything. But the town newspaper had a story saying that Verizon wanted to build 7 small cell towers in our neighborhoods. And, small cell towers is basically a code word for 5G. I mean, people aren't ready to receive 5G, but they were going to start to put it in place. And so I was alarmed, and I sent a letter to the Board of Selectmen and also a letter to the town newspaper to wake up the local population, hopefully. And I cited mainstream journal articles from, like, Newsweek and Scientific American and linking microwave radiation from cell phone towers to cancer and other diseases. And then a process of divine appointments occurred. After I published a letter in the town paper, somebody else in this town called me up, seen my letter, and said, did you know that next week at the town library, C.C. Doucette's giving a talk? Well, C.C. Doucette is one of the leading wireless spokespersons against wireless. She's a communications director of wirelesseducation.org, and she actually has an interesting background. I went to the talk at the library. It was amazing. And she started out as she's a tech writer, and she started out as she was on the Ashland, Massachusetts Education Foundation, and she was instrumental in bringing wireless into their schools in that school district, the Ashland schools. But when she found out how much damage they were causing and what the studies were showing, she became an advocate of getting it out, and she succeeded. And as I understand it, Ashland is now, I believe their schools are now wireless. They, you know, everything is like Ethernet and hardwired to protect the children. And she is an outstanding spokesperson, and she has a website, which is a repository that has links to thousands of articles about wireless dangers. It's amazing. And one of our town selectmen was at the presentation. I was delighted to see him there. And, this week the selectmen met to discuss this Verizon proposal, and the attorney from Verizon was there. And so I went, and this other person who called me went to advocate against it. And at the start, the town selectman said they just received a communication from the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, which was basically mandating that they had to accept these towers regardless of any safety concerns. And what they're doing, Daniel,
wow,
is they're referring the way they're getting away with this is there was an act passed by Congress in 1996 called the Telecommunications Act of 1996. And here's what it specifically states. It says, quote, no state or local government or instrumentality thereof may regulate the placement, construction, and modification of personal wireless service facilities on the basis of environmental effects of radio frequency emissions to the extent that such facilities comply with the Commission's regulations concerning such emissions, unquote. Now, here's the thing, Daniel, is that those safety standards from 1996 were based on a single test that showed that microwave, I don't know what it was, but they're going to 5G now. It's probably 1G or 2G back then. I don't know what they called it. But all they did was a test that showed that a cell phone tower would not cause any thermal damage. It would not burn you. And as long as it passed that standard, it was acceptable. And that's what they're going on today. But since that time, there have been countless studies showing the other types of effects as they, that the wireless has. And so I spoke before the selectmen, and I started out by showing them a pamphlet that was put out in the 60s by the cigarette industry saying that leading cancer doctors say that cigarettes do not cause cancer, right? And I started citing some of the things that C.C. Doucette had talked about. For example, the U.S. National Toxicology Program did a $25 million study that showed that wireless radiation causes DNA damage, brain damage, heart tumors. I mentioned that in 2017, 180 scientists and doctors from 35 countries sent a declaration to the European Commission demanding a moratorium on more cell phone antennas. And I also pointed out to the selectmen that there are now 9 bills pending in the Massachusetts legislature. Some of these are with the help of C.C. Doucette. I should spell her name, by the way. C.C. is C-E-C-E, and her last name D-O-U-C-E-T-T-E. She's traveling right now, but I spoke to her after a presentation at the library, and she said she would do an interview with me for my website, so I was delighted with that. But in any event, there are 9 bills, and I quoted from some of them, now pending before the Massachusetts legislature about giving people the right to opt out of smart meters, about educating the public, about protecting school children. And I pointed out to the selectmen that one of these cell phone towers was right at a preschool. Right at a preschool, they were proposing to build this. And I finally pointed out to them that the standards that Verizon is advocating, the justification for this is based on 1996 standards, which are 22 years behind the research. Then the other person who wrote to me, called me, came up, and she spoke for a while. She's a professional. I'm a professional nurse, by the way. I'm a resident nurse. So, you know, it gives you a little bit of credibility. You know, I've dealt with cancer patients, and I've had cancer myself. But then the Verizon spokesman spoke, and nobody else besides the two of us spoke in opposition to this. And we were shaking our heads, and we said, we're done for. This is going to pass. And but the selectmen, as I said, one of them attended C.C. Doucette's presentation, and, you know, I put it before the selectmen, do you value Verizon's profits most, or do you value the health of the people, including your own?
Ooh.
And, you know, and they already had a strategy in mind. And, after the Verizon, attorney spoke, they said, well, we, you know, they knew they were under pressure, under this law to pass it, right? But they said, we have certain, regulations that we insist upon. And, this included things like painting the cell phone towers a certain way to blend in, stuff like that. Was pretty harmless. But then they said they wanted these cell phone towers recertified on an annual basis. Now, I don't know exactly what that meant. I presume it meant for safety. But when they said that, the Verizon attorney withdrew the application. He said that he could not permit Verizon to be subjected to annual recertifications of its cell phone towers, and he actually withdrew the proposal. And we were stunned. This was absolutely stunning to us. So we were outside, and this other person and I who had spoken, because we were hugging each other, and the selectman came out, and we were hugging him, and Verizon had backed up. I guess that this attorney did, I'm not sure, I don't want to misspeak, but I think he did not want to set a precedent for Verizon whereby they could be subject to having their cell phone towers subject to safety certifications on an annual basis. So I don't know if that's exactly the strategy that the selectmen had in mind, but it worked, and Verizon bailed out, and they're not at this time going to put in these cell phone towers. So this was a big victory for us in my hometown, that we against Verizon. There were only two of us that came out, which shows how little education the public has. Now, I understand that C.C. Doucette's talk that you gave to our town library. It's going to be uploaded, I believe, tonight by the local public access station, and I believe will be downloadable. So if it is, I'm going to tweet that out on Twitter, and so that people can access their talk. And again, I will be speaking to CC, interviewing her specifically, and I'll be asking a lot of typical layman's questions, because I'm a layman myself on this issue, a lot of lay questions about what 5G means and what small towers mean and what the impact is for health. I do know this, that she said that studies have shown that cell phone towers should not be closer than a quarter of a mile from where people are living. And they're talking, you know, with 5G, they're talking about putting cell phone towers right outside your house. You know, these small
towers. Down the street, yeah, all the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
We're about to go on a break. We got a minute or so before the break. I know you're not an expert on the 5G. Have you heard Deborah Tavares talk about this subject at all?
You know, as a matter of fact, before I went on the show, I did go on Deborah's website last night just to see some of the things she was saying. I know she's spoken extensively on the health risks of 5G. I understand that it's a military-grade microwave, and that it's, now CeCe didn't say this, but I've heard it elsewhere, that it'll be 25 times stronger than the current Wi-Fi, which, as we know, has been linked to tumors and heart irregularities and DNA damage and autism. Not to say it's the only thing causing those things, right? You know, I believe that vaccines and GMOs and a lot of other things are harming us in the environment, but to be sure, we need to be especially alert to 5G. There's something I want to say about 5G and this whole end time scenario, but we better do it at the other side of the break. I know that's coming on us.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds here. I just want to bring up Deborah Tavares. She's been on the show several times.
Yeah.
She'll keep you up at night. You listen to her interview. She did here. I mean, it'll keep you up at night and how serious this is. I am so thrilled. Thrilled. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a blueprint. James, you got to send Catherine the letter that you put out, if you would, so we can kind of maybe see a blueprint so people can replicate this. This is success. This is major success. And we need to blueprint this now as fast as possible, I think.
Well, I think that the main thing will be for me to interview CeCe. My letter was fairly mild. It just quoted, like I said, Newsweek and things like that. And I was a little bit...
well, that's why it's good. That's why it's so good.
Full throttle, because I wanted to make sure it was accepted and not rejected.
Well, exactly. That's why it was successful. We'll be back on the other side of the break. You want to say something more about 5G? You've got a short segment coming up, then a long segment. Plenty of beginning. We haven't even talked about Darwin. We are going to talk about Darwinism, ladies and gentlemen, before this interview is over. So good to be with you. JamesPerloff.com, that's him. ThePowerHour.com, that's us.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you're in a pinch and you're looking for some scientific study to share with the town council, all you got to do is go on YouTube and look up a fifth grade science experiment where they put plants growing by Wi-Fi and then plants not growing by Wi-Fi. And don't tell me that Wi-Fi doesn't affect life. Just a fifth grade experiment can figure this out. We're talking to James Perloff, jamesperloff.com. You wanted to continue a comment about 5G.
Well, you know, I was just going to say, and this is something that I would only communicate to people who are, you know, spiritually alert, that, you know, I'm sure that people must talk about what Christians refer to as the end times on the Power Hour from time to time. And for a lot of us, we'll kind of wonder, well, what's the end game? You know, is it going to be a nuclear war? Is it going to be throwing people into FEMA camps? And as I look at it, I am concerned that 5G might be sort of the end game. And I'm saying that because, you know, I look back, I don't know if you've probably heard at some time or another of Serge Manast, who in 1994, shortly before his death, spoke of something called Operation Bluebeam. And he talked about how in the yes. final days, he said they were going to use microwave radiation to control people's thinking. And we know that the military apparently has this capacity. And if you understand that what's happening geopolitically in our world is basically spiritual warfare being played out on a human level, I don't think Satan would be interested in nuking the whole planet because there'd be nobody left to worship him as Antichrist. But they might certainly let one or two nukes go off in order to frighten us into world government. That wouldn't surprise me. But I do believe that 5G is a big part of the end game. If it was nukes, they wouldn't be bothering to invest all this money in 5G, which we obviously don't need. One of the things they pointed out to the Board of Selectmen was that just the other night, I said, I downloaded a movie. It's true. It's a movie my father took me to see when I was a child with Alec Guinness called Our Man in Havana. I downloaded that movie. You know how long it took, Dan? It took 1 second. After 1 second, it said, your movie is ready for watching. Now, I said, do we really need better connectivity? Is our connectivity with 1 second not fast enough? You know, what is 5G really intended to do? Well, they're going to put it in every neighborhood, and if it's outside your home, I think they'd be at a point where they could actually have targeted control of people. In other words, if you're a household that they like, they could lay off of you, but if you're not, they could either cut you off from wireless communications, or they could perhaps tune it up to a level that you wouldn't even be able to think straight. And I'm particularly concerned about that because, you know, on a spiritual level, again, on a spiritual level, we know that Satan is not just interested in killing the body. He's interested in controlling the soul and the mind. And if you have technology reach a point where people cannot even think, well, they're not going to be worried about 80 million gun owners in America if they can't even think straight to pick up the gun to defend themselves. And I think that 5G may indeed be a very major element of the end times end game. I'd be wrong, but looking at it from a spiritual and technological perspective both, and just knowing the history of the way they've operated over the decades, that's a guesstimate on my part that 5G is a major part of it, that it is very dangerous. It's more than just the health issues, that it could actually become a mind control issue. As you know, the CIA, MK Ultra, they've been using mind control for a long time. We might be looking at an ultimate form of that.
Well, and we've had people come on and said they were targeted individuals where they could beam things into their brains, think thoughts, whatever.
Correct.
It's already happening on some level. They're testing it. I don't think they're worried about your connectivity with your movie downloads. I think they're worried about your connectivity to your divinity. And the divinity within each one of us, again, I've said this over and over, so some people think, well, it all comes down to this, ladies and gentlemen. The Declaration of Independence declares that you are a divinely endowed being with unalienable rights from the Creator. The Socialist Manifesto, the UN, the whatever, says that you are a subject of the state and that the state rules over you and knows better than you. Tell me that's not Satanism. That's Satanism. One is the kingdom of God and one is Satanism. I mean, generally, I'm oversimplifying, but yes, that's what this is about. They do not want you to have the crown on your head that our founding fathers gave you as a birthright. They want, or that placed on your head, God gave it to you. They kept it there. They made sure that they put it on our head. The syndicate now is about taking that crown from you and turning you into a beast. That's it's as simple as that. That's all these political arguments. That's what they're all about. Well, who are you? And what you're saying is extremely concerning. So, obviously, my next question, of course, now we got 10 seconds before the music starts, but we'll get it on the other side, is, have we made progress here, James? Are we in this fight? What do we need to do? And, yes, we are going to get to his book, Tornado in the Junkyard and The Case Against Darwinism. Just fabulous having you on, James. There's the break. JamesPerloff.com. Truth as a Warrior is his latest book. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com. Welcome back to The Power Hour. You are in the right place, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to James Perloff from JamesPerloff.com. Truth as a Warrior is his new book. Written several others, including about Darwinism, that we'll get to. I'd like to make you aware of the specials at the Power Mall. Buy $100 worth of product, you get 10% off your whole order. That goes across the board, pretty much anything. We got the Sun Air purifiers, the Sun Air heaters. Dale Mitchell, he was on. If you want to look up his interview, you can learn more about him. Just go to thepowerhour.com, put in Dale Mitchell, and you'll see the interview. But he makes these things like my grandfather would have made them. If my grandfather would have made an air purifier, this is how he would have made it, meaning durable, tough, designed well, clever, ingenious, lasts a long time, easy to fix if there is a problem. And the ductless furnace, I have both of them. I love both of them. I think that you will too. And when you add up the money that you actually save and how efficient they are, there's value there. The Mother Earth Minerals, of course, another great interview, Truot. Just go to the search part, but Truot, you can hear that interview. That's a fantastic interview to share with people who you think, wow, they could sure use some calcium or some potassium or what have you. That's a way you can engage people. Just say, hey, listen to this interview. You know, even about 5G today, you can take the interview with James Perloff, and when we have the commercial-free version, you can then share it with people. Say, hey, listen to what James Perloff had to say about 5G and how he helped stop the onslaught in his community. You see how powerful that is? And sharing with that and opening people's mind. Also, gift certificates available. The holidays are coming up. Fantastic gift. Gift cards, gift certificates. And they are 10% off. You order $100, you get 10. So you pay $100, you get $110 in gift certificates. That's a good deal. Check that out at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's how we're funded. We thank you. This is your show because you fund it. We have a symbiotic relationship, and truth is our purpose here, and it's all about the truth, and you are in the right place, ladies and gentlemen. Getting back to James Perloff, before the break, it's pretty disturbing, the topics that we're talking about, but I think people are maybe, just maybe, starting to swallow and being able to look at this with some sort of discernment to see what they're up against, at least a certain percentage. Where are we as far as this, James? Do we have a chance here? Solutions? What is the next step? Can we solve this?
Well, I think it may ultimately reside with God. To be sure, what we're doing right now is very much what God wants us to do, which is to tell the truth. You know, Satan's a deceiver. He always has been from the very beginning. And Jesus Christ said, I came to tell you the truth many, many times in the New Testament. And by undoing the lies of Satan, whether it relates to 9/11 or 5G or transgenderism or whatever things are being done to blemish God's creation, we're doing God's will. And the more we tell the truth, the more people wake up, the better the chances for their soul. So I think that we need to continue to make the most of the opportunities we have through these electronic and internet platforms. And you can be sure that our success is one reason why they have been deplatforming so many alt media people on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter. We're seeing unprecedented censorship and accusing us of being fake news when we're actually, as unpaid individuals, somebody trying to bring the truth to people against the people who make the 6- and 7-digit salaries. For the what you know they call the mainstream mockingbird media, which is driven by finance and agenda. And you know what's satanic? All you have to do is look at the content of Hollywood, and what's being taught in our schools, and you know that this is satanic. You know that it runs contrary to God's will. I knew in looking back 1963. When the Supreme Court kicked God out of schools, 62, they'd ruled you couldn't pray. In 53, they said you couldn't read the Bible. And at that point, God was out of public schools. You know, 5 out of 9 Supreme Court justices, when they made those decisions, were Freemasons. And I personally believe that those particular Freemasons held their oath to the Brotherhood, which, you know, at the very top is Luciferian, so not the lower Blue Lodge levels, but... our country has been going steadily downhill for a long time now. We're fighting an uphill battle, but I do have the greatest hope in God. We know that he is more powerful than Satan. We know that one reason he doesn't intervene, by the way, Daniel, I'm sure, is that if he did, then Satan would say, well, you know, you're just a big bully and you have more power than I do. So God is kind of waiting back. He said he would never let it go to the point where even the elect could be lost, but he expects us to do the job in the meantime, the people who know him and follow him, and to continue to speak the truth in love to our fellow man, and to deny the lies that are being spread by the Satanists politically in the school system and in so many venues of life. The attack on humanity is so broad. I think it must probably remind them in heaven of the conditions that prevailed on earth before the great God brought the great flood. I think we're coming up to a comparable event. God said he'd never bring another flood again, but he's going to intervene for sure, and his coming will be, and his judgment will certainly be swift. I think that what we are doing, telling people the truth and using the most far-reaching broadcast mediums that we have available, is exactly the way that we should be approaching it. We're having an effect because they're censoring us, so we know we're doing the right thing, and we are being effective.
That's what we, when we talk about what we're seeing with the caravan and all these things, this is good news, ladies and gentlemen. They're afraid of you. And like we've said many times on this show, for the syndicate to do their plans, for Satan, Lucifer, at the very end of this, at the point of the needle at this, for him to do his plans, he needs your will. You have to volunteer for this. In different stages, you lose your ability to then make choices. But still, you know, Satan didn't tell us to take our kids to school where you couldn't pray, where they taught secular humanism, and to take God out or whatever, to take our values, to share, take our common values out. Satan didn't do that. God did. God certainly didn't do that. We did that. So we can undo it, too. That's all this. You've written extensively about Darwinism, and I'm fascinated about this, and especially some of the new science that we've seen is really making Darwin look like a fool, to be honest with you. At least the part about the species flipping and all this, and it's just become almost ridiculous to these new tier one scientists. What got you into Darwinism, and maybe summarize a little bit about your point of view from your books, and we'll go from there.
Well, I grew up in an agnostic home. I was an agnostic and a hippie for a long time, and then I got into the New Age movement because man does have a spiritual side after all, doesn't he? And you try to sort out your problems. But I became a Christian in 1982. But even after becoming a Christian, I was still troubled by the fact that I had been taught that scientifically it had been shown we evolved from apes and lower life forms, and this is supposedly all science based, and of course I respect science.
It's settled. It's all settled.
And in the mid 1990s, as a Christian, I really wanted to pursue this, and so I read a book by Dr. Henry Morris, a great pioneer of the creation movement, and Dr. Gary Parker called What is Creation Science? And they just blew Darwin out of the water. And they've written it from a science perspective, and you have to go about it that way, but being a journalist, I wanted to write something from a layperson's level that wouldn't get into too much scientific terminology, but people could still understand. So I wrote Tornado in a Junkyard. It was published in 1999. And people were asking me for copies of that book to give to school board members. And I said, you know, no school board member is going to read a 300-page book. So I wrote a very short version called The Case Against Darwin. And I've given many, many PowerPoints on this. And I've done, you know, also interviews on shows that provide supply graphics. You need the graphics, you know. You're talking about something microscopic sometimes, cell level stuff sometimes. You need graphics to go along with it so people don't go to sleep. But I try to keep it as reader or listener friendly as possible. But I will tell you right now that the Darwin's theory of evolution is a house of cards. It was specifically financed to destroy people's faith in God, because once you make people think that God is a myth and there's no creator, and that life came, the universe came about from not from God, but the Big Bang, and life was not created by God, but by, you know, an ancient primordial soup where the right chemicals got together, and man wasn't created in God's image, but was simply evolved from ape-like creatures through survival of the fittest. Once you teach that as scientific fact, and people do respect science, good science is good, you know, no question about that. Once you convince people that scientific, which it is not, then they start to give up on God, and that's what they want. They want a culture that doesn't believe in God, that doesn't believe in the Ten Commandments, so they can have politicians lie for them and newscasters lie for them and assassins kill for them and bankers steal for them, all right? That's the kind of culture that the powers that be want, and that's something that Darwinism helped usher in.
There's the music on the other side. We'll continue with this. Let's talk about some of the points of Darwinism. So somebody's out there. What are some points they can bring up in a discussion with somebody? I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
And plus, it's un-American. I mean, read the Declaration of Independence. Stay tuned. Truth as a Lonely Warrior is James' newest book, kind of a primer on the New World Order to wake people up. Very good gifts. We'll get a little summary from James about that here at the end. JamesPerloff.com, PERLOFF.com, JamesPerloff.com. And you can see the books that he's written there available. We're talking about Darwinism. If you know, somebody's listening and they're having a discussion with someone about Darwinism, in about 2 or 3 minutes, what could they say to somebody to kind of raise doubt and to explain why there's so many holes in the theory of evolution from Darwin?
You know, Dan, I honestly think you can't do it in 2 or 3 minutes with credibility. You know, I used to get I used to give a 90-minute talk on Darwinism PowerPoint with a break in the middle, and then I've cut it down to 45 minutes with, you know, probably a couple hundred PowerPoint images, but I don't think you can do it in two or three. But just to cover some of the main points, you know, Darwin expressed the idea that life began by itself, just randomly. And of course, he didn't know about DNA, it hadn't been discovered yet. But if you think about it, and they still teach us in schools that life just began because the right chemicals got together. A cell is incredibly complex. I mean, you have thousands of different proteins, even in a bacterial cell, and each of those proteins is found in a smaller building block called amino acids, and there's hundreds of these amino acids. They have to be in the right order. And a cell has to have the ability to ingest nutrients and expel waste. So which of those functions came first? If you really think about it, if a cell was formed by chance, the first living cell, which is what the evolutionists, the Darwinists claim, in the span of one lifetime, before it died, it would have had to develop and perfect the process of cellular reproduction, or there never would have been a second cell. And, you know, mathematically, Sir Francis Crick, who won the Nobel Prize for co-discovering the structure of DNA, he said the chances of getting just one protein by chance are 1 in 10 to the power of 260, which is a number which is beyond fathomable. So just
even bigger than the national debt.
Yeah. Well, maybe not as big as the national debt, I'm not sure. But, you know, there's no way that something as complex as a cell could come up by chance. And then how did a cell evolve into a human being? You know, it was supposed to be a cell evolved eventually into a fish, and the fish into an amphibian, and the amphibian into a reptile, the reptile into a mammal. Well, you know, our genetic makeup is very different from a fish, so the evolutionists have always said it was by chance mutations that the genetic code of a fish got changed into a human being. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that mutations have now been studied on a molecular level, and we know that they always cause destruction of information. In fact, let me just see if I can quickly bring up a quote here from Dr. Lee Spetner, who wrote the book Not by Chance. He's got a PhD from MIT, taught information science for 10 years at Johns Hopkins University. He said this, quote, "And all the reading I've done in life sciences literature, I've never found a mutation that added information. All mutations that have been studied on the molecular level turn out to reduce genetic information and not increase it."
Wow.
Unquote. In other words, the building block, the Darwinist claim that built a fish into a man, which is mutation, actually always destroys genetic information, which, by the way, is affirmed by what mutations cause in human beings. They cause sickle cell anemia, cystic fibrosis, Down syndrome, and
cancer.
Some other genetic deformities. Yeah. And then the Darwinists claim that we went from a bacterium to a invertebrate in the ocean, like a jellyfish, right, and then into a fish, and then the fish evolved into amphibian. I'm sorry, I got my sequence mixed up here, but from amphibian to a reptile to a mammal into a man. Well, if you look at the world around you, you will see that there are tens of thousands of species that fit into those categories, you know, bacteria and amphibians and reptiles and mammals. But you know what? There's not a single creature on Earth that is intermediate between those. And there would have to be, and even Darwin admitted the number of intermediates would have to be countless for these transitions to have taken place. I don't know how much time we've got left here. Probably, about 3 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we could talk about Dr. Michael Behe, molecular biologist, the work he's done on, we call it irreducible complexity. You know, he shows, for example, the blood clotting system of a human being, you know, has well over a dozen steps. And in the Darwinian model, this would have occurred over millions of years if each step evolved by chance. But, you know, that doesn't work. If you have only 3 steps or 6 steps, you'll bleed to death. And if you bleed to death, you won't be able to pass the process onto the next generation, you know. So there's so many scientific evidence. This isn't something on faith. It's the Darwinists who really act on faith. There's so much scientific evidence against Darwinism, and that's why after presenting the moral implications of Darwinism. That's why I get into the straight science. I've only touched on it here. Again, my books, Tornado in a Junkyard, and Cases Against Darwin, could give people a much fuller idea.
Yeah, let's leave it at that.
Yeah,
let's leave it right there. Case Against Darwin is kind of a shorter version. Tornado and Junkyard is a little deeper explanation. Those are available at his website, jamesperloff.com. Great. I would love a copy of the Case Against Darwin. I do not have one. I'll talk to you about that later. I think that would be a great thing, resource to have, listeners. I think that would be very important to have. This is such a keystone. I'll leave you with a comedian I heard said one time. I thought it was hilarious. He says, they tell us that we evolved from monkeys. And then he says, then why do I see monkeys everywhere? Monkeys at the zoo? Monkeys on TV? If we evolved from monkeys, why do I see monkeys everywhere? I thought it was funny. Anyway, just a minute or so left. Your new book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, Truth is a Lonely Warrior is one thing I found, Daniel, it's very hard to convince people of what's going on if you just talk about 5G, if you just talk about 9/11, if you just talk about vaccines. So Truth is a Lonely Warrior is a primer on the New World Order. It's A to Z. It starts out, the first chapter is on false flags that led us into wars, and then it proceeds to talk about the CFR, then there's a chapter on the Fed, there's a chapter on media control, a full chapter on the war in Vietnam, full chapter on 9/11, chapter on vaccines. I kind of walk people up the gradient of credibility, because you want to start a little bit low. You don't want to start people slamming with the most hard-to-believe stuff at first, but it's a primer, it's footnoted, it's indexed. Truth is a Lonely Warrior is in Kindle and paperback editions, and something you can share with a skeptic who is matrixed and has swallowed the blue pill and doesn't know what's going on, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to wake those kind of people up.
Oh, fantastic. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I hope in the future maybe you'll even guest host or certainly come back for a visit. We have about 30 seconds or so. Final thoughts are yours, James Perloff.
Well, thank you very much, Daniel. Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure to me also. And thanks to the listeners out there who, just by tuning in, have expressed an interest and a desire to learn more about the truth. And I hope that we've done them some service today and maybe shown them some facts that will help them draw a completer picture of what's really going on. So thank you, Daniel. Thank you very much for having me on.
Yes, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, you're more powerful maybe than you realize. When the syndicates, they want your will is what they want. Don't give it to them. And you're going to win. And we win. That's how we win. Something else. God bless you. So good to be with you.